The Speaker of the National Assembly this afternoon led the presiding officers of the House at a meeting with the chief whips of political parties to discuss alternative venues for official sittings of the National Assembly. Following the fire incident that damaged parts of the buildings of Parliament, including the National Assembly building, a decision was taken last week to hold the State of the Nation Address, which is a joint sitting of Parliament ordinarily held in the National Assembly Chamber, the post-Sona debate, as well as the reply by the President at the City Hall in Cape Town. However, as it is anticipated that any work to repair or rebuild the National Assembly will take longer, a swift decision on the alternative venue for the sittings of the House needed to be taken to ensure that the business of the House is not interrupted. In terms of the National Assembly Rule 43, the Speaker may, in an emergency or on the ground of security, in terms of Section 51 of the Constitution, direct that the House sit at a place other than the seat of Parliament in Cape Town, or that a sitting of the House be held in a different chamber within the precincts of Parliament. This must be done after consultation with the Leader of Government Business, who is the Deputy President of the Republic, and the Chief Whips as or party representatives of each party. After considering various alternative venues, the meeting took a decision that beyond the State of the Nation Address, the sitting of the National Assembly, including the budget speech that is scheduled for February, must be retained within the precincts of Parliament in the Good Hope Chamber. Good Hope Chamber historically was utilized for the sittings of the Cape Legislative Assembly between 1854 and 1885. And it's one of the oldest meeting rooms of Parliament and has essential technical capabilities as well as meeting the basic requirements for the sittings of the House. It is one of the buildings of Parliament that has not been affected by the fire and has previously been used for National Assembly mini plenaries. It has a sitting capacity of 170 persons and permits up to 70 persons under COVID-19 social distancing arrangements. The National Assembly has since 2020 been conducting its business in a form of hybrid sittings due to the COVID-19 pandemic, with a limited number of members of Parliament assembling physically at the precincts in Cape Town, while the rest of members joining through the virtual platform. This arrangement, therefore, will continue until further notice.